Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fae, Beginnings by Eva Blackwing, narrated by M. Eldridge. Chapter 1. More. More stared blankly at the three Fae kneeling before her. They didn't move, keeping their heads bowed. Ben was staring at her, his jaw hanging open as he glanced from her to Atreyu's family. "Why are y'all kneeling?" Michael looked up.
"You're the last of the royal family."
"No. Nope. I know John was saying that, but there is no fucking way that could be true. He's insane." Moore looked at Ben, the panic she had been holding in starting to burst out of her. Ben pulled her into his arms.
"Maybe you could all stand up now."
Isabella, Michael, and Cassandra stood, but didn't move further than that. Moore's gaze flitted over the clearing, landing on where Sebastian was laying on the ground. With a gasp, Moore broke from Ben's arms and hurried back over to Max and Atreyu.
"Can we move him?"
Max sighed and sat back, eyes still on Atreyu.
"Yeah, let's get him and—"
He looked up at Moore.
"Holy fuck."
He blinked once and then cleared his throat before continuing.
"So, right. We need to get Atreyu and Sebastian back to the house. They need to sleep it off. And we need to figure out all the other stuff."
Moore looked around at the others. They just stood there, staring at her. She frowned at them.
"Well, let's get them in," she snapped.
Fuck. She still couldn't control herself. Something else to add to the list. Moore closed her eyes and took a deep breath. It wouldn't help Sebastian and Atreyu if she lost it now. When she opened her eyes again, she saw Atreyu being lifted by Michael and Sebastian by Ben. Max wrapped an arm around Moore's shoulders and steered her toward the wards. She jumped a little when she felt a wet nose shove into her hands.
"Fuck! Phelan," Moore said with a gasp, and then smiled as she sank her hand into the fur of Phelan's head. "I'm so glad you're okay."
They got to the edge of the wards and Moore stopped.
"Wait, where's Adair?"
Cassandra turned back toward Moore. "He was blown back with us when John hit us. He decided to try and follow him." She glanced worriedly in the direction John had run.
"He'll be fine, love. He's the best at what he does."
Michael adjusted Atreyu a little bit before continuing to walk toward the house. When they got to the house, Michael and Ben went to lay Atreyu and Sebastian on their oversized bed in Moore's room.
"Moore, stay here with them. I think they'll rest easier with you next to them."
Ben nudged her toward the bed.
"I'll be back to check on you in a little while."
Moore started to strip down and then grimaced as her body started to ache. She groaned and made her way into the bathroom for a quick shower. Moore stood in the hot water for longer than she intended, letting the heat soothe her muscles. Throwing on her standard tank top and shorts, Moore went back into the room and then crawled onto the bed. Snuggling with her guys, even if they were passed out, sounded like the perfect way to avoid everything right now. As soon as she was between them, Atreyu and Sebastian rolled over and pressed into her. With a sigh, Moore drifted off into sleep. When Moore finally opened her eyes, the sun was peeking through the curtains of her room. She grimaced and tried to sit up, only to be held down by two sets of arms. Looking to her sides, Moore saw Sebastian and Ben wrapped around her. Their eyes slowly opened and their arms tightened around her.
"How are you feeling, Sebastian?"
He grinned lazily at her.
"Rather well. Max came in just a little while ago and healed my headache."
"Why didn't he heal you before?" Moore frowned.
"Well, it wouldn't have been safe until I had woken up. It's tricky, messing with the brain."
He kissed her forehead.
"I hear that we have a new queen."
His eyes darkened as he looked down at Moore.
"I guess?" Atreyu's parents seem to think so.
And John, from what I gathered.
Him too. Moore tried to pull away from Ben and Sebastian. I don't know, though. He's crazy.
Now, Moore, we've known you were special from the moment we all met you.
She felt Ben pull her into him.
It makes sense. You have amazing powers, and we're your mates. Of course you're not just human.
He started dropping kisses down her neck. What do you mean? Moore whispered, shivering at the feel of his lips on her skin.
A human has never been a mate to a fae, darling. And I never really thought it made sense that your magic would be suppressed, like Isabella suggested.
Sebastian nuzzled her neck as Ben continued to kiss down her shoulders.
I believe we promised to make something up to you on your birthday. And it's your birthday.
Sebastian's hand slipped underneath Moore's shirt and gently tweaked her nipple. Moore's gasp turned into a moan as Ben claimed her mouth. Hands pulled her tight against Ben, and Moore shuddered as his hard length pressed into her stomach. He broke away from her, staring at her for a moment before saying,
If we start this, we're going to finish it, Moore. You're our mate.
What do you mean? Moore shifted restlessly, thighs pressing together to try and fight the building heat. She ran her hands over Ben's shirt-covered muscles, wanting to feel skin. Ben's eyes darkened. Moore shivered as Sebastian trailed kisses up her neck. His lips brushed her ear as he whispered,
He means we're going to claim you, Moore.
Nipping her ear, his lips brushed down her neck before he bit down where her shoulder met her neck. Moore arched into them. Ben slipped a hand under her shirt, stopping just under her breast.
Do you agree, Moore? Will you let us claim you?
Yes. Her voice was breathless as she tried to move closer to them both, which was impossible. Both Faye groaned and pressed into her. Ben's hands swept up her sides, pushing Moore's shirt up with them. Sebastian tugged it overhead and then tossed it to the side. Ben kissed down her neck to her breast. When he latched onto her nipple, Sebastian gripped Moore by the hair and tugged her head back, claiming her mouth in a kiss. His tongue swept into her mouth, dominating her and holding her helpless. Ben moved to the other breast, tugging on it with his teeth and making Moore's hips roll, seeking some sort of friction. Sebastian pulled back with a dark laugh.
I do believe our darling is needing something.
Ben came off of Moore with a pop.
I think we should make her wait a little bit.
What? No! Her eyes widened. Sebastian's voice was a whisper across her skin.
I promise you'll enjoy it, love. But if you're going to take both of us, we need to make sure you're ready.
Both of you? At once? I've never... Moore looked back at him, unsure. Sebastian's smile was pure sin as he looked down at her.
We'll take care of you. And if you ever want to stop, you know all you have to do is tell us.
He looked at her seriously. Ben slid down her body, looking up at her as he gripped the top of her shorts.
Do you trust us to take care of you?
She hesitated only a moment before saying, Yes. Ben smiled and pulled her shorts and panties off at once. Sebastian reached down and pulled Moore's top leg over his, holding it in place and keeping her open for them to look at. She squirmed, trying to close her legs.
Stay still. Let us look,
Ben growled at her. Moore flushed but stilled, letting them stare.
I need a taste.
Ben pushed his shoulders between her legs, forcing them farther open, and took a long lick of her slit. Moore gasped, hips tilting forward. Ben pulled away from her.
I told you to stay still, Moore.
Sebastian chuckled darkly and wrapped his arm around her hips, pinning her hips while Ben held her legs in place. Sebastian's other hand slipped up from where Moore was laying on it and gently gripped her neck. Turning her head to the side, he said,
"More, more, more. Our naughty little queen."
Sebastian bit her bottom lip before claiming her mouth in a demanding kiss. Ben was still between her legs. Moore gasped as he went back down on her, licking her slit from top to bottom and then flicking her clit with his tongue. Moore strained to move, but the guys had her locked down. Sebastian released her mouth and moved his hand to her breast, tugging on the nipple and rolling it between his fingers.
What do you need, darling?
Sebastian tugged on her earlobe, voice purring across her skin. Moore moaned as Ben slipped one finger inside of her, then another.
I need.
Sebastian moved her neck, nipping and sucking at it.
What do you need, my queen?
I need to come.
Moore could barely get the words out past her moans as they worked her body like they had known it for years instead of weeks.
Then come, Sebastian ordered. Let me see you come.
Ben sucked on her clit hard, tipping Moore over the edge. She screamed as she went over the edge, body pulsing around Ben's fingers. He didn't stop, drawing out her orgasm with his mouth and fingers. As her body started to come down, she felt Ben's fingers leave her pussy and slip back.
What are you doing?
Sebastian pulled her leg back more firmly, keeping her spread for them. Ben looked at her, his shoulders still wedged between her legs.
We're getting you ready to take us, my queen.
Moore felt heat flush through her, gathering between her legs at his words. Ben chuckled and glanced up at Sebastian.
I think she likes being called that. We'll have to call her that more often, then. We need to make sure our queen is always happy.
Sebastian moved his hand down to cup Moore's pussy. His fingers traced lightly over her folds as Ben pressed gently against her ass. Her eyes widened as Ben gently pushed his finger inside her, and Sebastian mirrored his actions and slipped a finger in her. Sebastian claimed her mouth, swallowing her moans and distracting her as Ben pushed in a second finger. Sebastian added another finger, grinding the heel of his hand against her clit.
Are you ready to come again, my queen?
Ben nipped at her hip bone and pushed a third finger into her, pumping and stretching her. Sebastian growled into her mouth and pressed down hard on her clit. Moore gasped into his mouth, body writhing against Sebastian and Ben, as she came harder than she ever had. Sebastian let her go as he pulled his fingers out of her and brought them to his mouth, sucking them clean.
Still my favorite dessert.
Ben slid up her body, trailing biting kisses up as he moved before kissing her hard. His tongue slipped into her mouth, demanding and rough.
That's three times I've felt you come. Now it's time to feel you come on my cock, my queen.
Moore nodded breathlessly. She wanted it, needed it. Moore rolled her hips, desperately moving against the hard rolls of their cocks. Ben nudged the head of his cock against her entrance, teasing her.
Ben, stop teasing me. I need you.
Ben groaned and thrust up, filling her in one motion and making Moore gasp with pleasure and pain. He stopped then, waiting for Moore to adjust to the feel of him. When her hips started flexing, she felt Sebastian press up against her ass.
Ready for both of us, my queen?
His breath whispered over her skin before he latched onto her neck. Moore started to tense as Sebastian pressed against her. Ben rocked his hips into her, hitting her deep and making her gasp. As soon as she relaxed, Sebastian pressed into her, groaning as he pushed past her ring. Ben kept rocking his hips as Sebastian pushed slowly into her until his groin pressed against her ass.
Fuck, Moore. You feel so good.
Sebastian tugged her head back and kissed her, his tongue thrusting into her mouth as he pulled slowly back and then thrust back in. Ben rocked his hips back and Moore whimpered. He thrust back in, and his hand dropped to her breast, squeezing gently and tweaking her nipple. Sebastian and Ben picked up their pace. Moore pulled away from Sebastian's mouth.
Oh God, Ben!
Sebastian's hand dropped to her clit.
Sebastian, please.
What do you need, my queen?
More. I need more.
She flexed her hips, moving with them. Her fey growled and started thrusting into her harder. Moore's breath hitched, and she couldn't hold back her screams now. She didn't care who heard her. She just wanted to feel. Moore was babbling, losing herself in them.
Time to come for us.
Sebastian pressed down on her clit, sending her over the edge with a scream. Ben and Sebastian groaned, thrusting faster, before slamming into her and stilling as her body squeezed around them.
Fuck.
Sebastian kissed her. Moore moaned into his mouth as she felt their cocks pulsing inside of her. Ben kissed her neck.
So much better than I thought it would be.
None of them moved, still locked together.
Happy birthday, love.
Eventually, Moore, Ben, and Sebastian untangled themselves and took a long shower. They got distracted, again, but finally emerged with a relaxed and happy queen. They had made her dress in a sleeveless red dress with a scoop neck and an asymmetrical hemline. It made her feel royal when it swished around her feet. Ben swept her into his arms and carried her giggling down the stairs.
I can walk.
Oh no. After what we put you through, you must be feeling weak.
Ben bent down and kissed her.
Plus, I like being able to do this whenever I want.
Moore was laughing as they went into the kitchen and then out to the patio. Atreyu and Max were lounging on the chairs, serious expressions on their faces. When they looked up to see Ben, Moore, and Sebastian, their faces lightened. Atreyu held his hands out.
My turn, Ben. You got all that lovin', and I'm feeling left out.
Ben dropped Moore in his arms with a smirk.
Not going to apologize. Sebastian and I had a promise to fulfill.
He dropped into the chair next to them and picked up Moore's hand, kissing it before lacing his fingers with hers.
So beautiful, are you ready for your birthday party?
Atreyu kissed her forehead.
What party?
Max smiled at her.
We're going to take you to Fae. You're our mate and queen. We can't risk staying here. So we thought we'd have a little party. Just a small one. My family, Sebastian's family, and maybe some friends from Earthrealm.
Atreyu grinned.
We do have 8 cakes, so we needed enough people to eat all that cake.
Moore's eyes narrowed. Uh-huh.
Also, maybe we wanted to show you off.
Unable to help herself, Moore snickered.
Show me off? Y'all are ridiculous.
What's not to show off, darling?
Sebastian raised an eyebrow at Moore.
I'm just me. I don't even think your parents are right. There's no way I'm a queen.
She shrugged.
I'm just weird.
You require proof? Isabella's voice was sharp behind Atreyu. As soon as we arrive at our home, I will be able to provide you with proof. I have a picture of your mother and father's. There is no doubting the resemblance, Your Majesty.
Cassandra slipped up next to Isabella and took her hand. There's also the purple eyes. Only the royal house has those. Oh, well, I guess I can't argue.
Moore shrugged helplessly. Before she could say anything else, Max stood with a stretch.
We need to get going if we're going to make it in time for the party. Trisha will kick our asses if we miss it.
He smiled and pulled Moore out of Atreyu's arms and into his own.
Ready to start meeting your people? And try 8 kinds of cakes?
Cake? Yes. People? No. Her breathing quickened and her hair started to float. Why the fuck couldn't she keep it together?
Maybe because you just found out you aren't human and just happened to be a long-lost princess.
Atreyu smirked up at Moor. Fuck. Did I say that out loud?
Yep, you did.
Max grinned.
Sweetie, it makes sense that you are feeling lost.
Yeah, I guess y'all are right. Moor sighed heavily and leaned into Max. I just don't know how to handle it. I've never led anyone for anything. I literally was trained to be silent and follow. I was supposed to be a trophy wife. Her frustration bled through into her voice. I have no fucking idea how to be a queen. Ben pulled her away from Max, wrapping an arm around her waist and then gripping her chin to force her to look at him.
We will be with you every step of the way. The 4 of us will help you, always. Do you understand?
Moor closed her eyes briefly before saying, I understand. Kissing her forehead, Ben loosened his grip and looked at the others.
Max is right. Trisha will have our hides if we don't get to the party on time.
What do we do about all the stuff? Moor asked as Michael, Adair, and Phelan came out of the house.
It's already packed up. Trisha did most of it before she went to Faye to get the party set up.
Michael smiled.
Good morning, Your Majesty.
Groaning, Moor pressed her hand to her eyes. You really, really don't need to do that. Michael's grin just got wider, and he swept her a bow.
But Your Majesty, we must show respect at all times.
Ugh. She shook her finger at Michael. That isn't going to work. Cut that shit out. His face turned serious as he looked at her.
Moor, when we are in public, that is how we must address you. In private, it can be different.
I don't understand. She held up a hand, stopping the explanation. Frankly, I can't handle an explanation right now. Later. But can someone explain how Trisha did all the work and then planned a last-minute party? Brownie magic, of course. Cassandra smiled. It seemed like she always had a smile on her face. Their magic is primarily based on the home, so for her, it was quite easy.
And this party may or may not have been planned, starting the moment we found out you had a birthday coming up.
Max smiled, unrepentant. Moor opened her mouth to say something, but Sebastian came out of the house.
All right, then. Let's get our queen to her birthday celebration.
He held his arm out for Moor.
Come, darling.
Are we going to have to be formal at this party? Her lower lip threatened to stick out. Isabella slipped ahead of them and marched toward the fairy circle. No, these are our closest allies in Earth, and Sebastian's family only. Heaving a sigh of relief, Moor let herself be pulled into the woods. Chapter 2. Ben. Ben followed along behind the group. He didn't feel safe with the poor visibility of the forest surrounding them as they walked toward the fairy circle. Before all of this had started, he wouldn't have hesitated to let a toddler walk through that forest alone. Now, with the most precious person in his life in front of him, he couldn't stop scanning the woods.
We're going to need guards. What are you muttering to yourself about?
Atreyu dropped back to walk beside him.
Guards. We're going to need guards. And a secure base, and... Whoa, Ben. One step at a time.
Ben snarled at Atreyu.
We almost lost her.
His voice was low and a growl was steadily coming from him.
We cannot take any risks.
Atreyu snarled right back at Ben.
I know. I was there.
He reached out and shoved Ben's shoulder.
But we can't risk going too quickly. We need people we can trust.
Sighing in frustration, Ben ran a hand over his short hair.
I know. I know. We've been gone so long. I'm not sure who we can trust anymore. My parents and brother can help. And Sebastian's family always has dirt and ways to dig it up.
He clapped a hand on Ben's shoulder.
Tonight, let's concentrate on giving our mate the best birthday she's ever had. You're right. Thanks, Atreyu.
Ben smiled tiredly at Atreyu.
She deserves it after the crap she was put through.
They caught up to the others and stepped into the fairy circle. Before Cassandra could start the spell, Ben pulled Mora up into his arms.
No lying on the ground this time, my love.
As Cassandra started speaking, Ben held Mora's gaze. When they arrived, he set her down again.
I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that without falling down.
Mora grinned up at Ben.
All you needed was a little distraction.
Kissing her softly, he took her hand and led her out of the circle. Ben wrapped his arm around Mora as they walked. She looked up at him and said,
How far do we have to walk?
Not far. The manor is near the circle, so people can come and go easily.
Okay. Let's do this shit.
Mora tried to force a grin.
Love, stop trying to force it. I promise it's going to be fun.
Mora rolled her eyes at him.
Whatever, Ben. I'll believe it when I see it.
Chuckling, Ben pulled her closer for a moment and kissed the top of her head.
Have a little faith in us, Mora.
She heaved a sigh.
All right, I'll keep an open mind.
That's my girl.
Just then they rounded the corner.
Look.
Ben watched her eyes widen. Mora gasped, her jaw dropping open.
This is not very well off?
Ben turned a critical eye on the property.
It's pretty, but it's definitely small.
Her eyes widened even further, giving Mora an adorable look. It made Ben want to fuck her senseless.
If this is small, I'm a little afraid to see what you think is big.
He smiled down at her.
Wait until you see your castle.
Before she had time to panic, Ben pulled her down the path.
Atreyu's family is small compared to most high fey families, although that's changing in fire and water. There are only three in the ruling bonded family. His parents decided to change the house to allow people in need or visitors to stay whenever they want.
He pointed to the right side of the mansion.
That's the family wing. The other side is for visitors and official functions since Michael, Cassandra, and Isabella rule Earth.
Wow, so we'll be staying...
In the family wing. Trisha is setting up a suite for us.
He led her up to the door. The others had already gone in, but Mora paused before going through the open door.
Are you okay, love?
What if they don't like me?
Her voice was a whisper.
I'm not a queen. I'm not a leader.
She looked up at Ben, eyes desperate. He took a minute to search her eyes before answering.
Mora, who stopped my family?
Well, I did, but...
Who kicked Marissa out of our house?
Well, that was different.
Who agreed to be bait?
Well...
Who really fought off John?
I...
If you say anything other than that you are one hell of a woman, I just may take you over my knee.
She flushed.
Those were different.
How?
She paused. They were little. Fighting for a throne? Ruling a country? Those are huge.
Mora, it's just a matter of scale. The same kinds of problems apply. The only difference is you'll need to learn to delegate to people who are strong in those areas. No one can do it all.
He kissed her forehead.
That's what we are for. We're your team.
She sighed and snuggled into Ben's arms. He wrapped her up for a moment before gently pushing her back.
Come on, love. I'm sure they're waiting for us.
Ben felt his heart warm when she gave him a smile and led him lead her onto the path. He would do anything to keep that smile there. They went through the doors and turned left. Ben could hear the party going in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?